Students of the Bible have been taught by the Bible that God has not told us everything. Even though the Bible is one vast library of utterances from God, God does not speak to every issue. In fact, the Bible makes this very clear, that there are secret things that belong only to God, but the things that are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, says Deuteronomy 29:29. How shall we handle God's silence? There are many things that God has not had written in His book, the Bible. The Apostle John wrote, "Now there are also many other things that Jesus did." That is, that the Apostle John was not writing down. And then he goes on to say, were every one of them to be written, I suppose that the world itself could not contain the books that would be written. John 21, verse 25. Well, that's an exaggeration, a hyperbole for effect. However, God has made sure that people have what He wants us to know about Jesus and also about other things in the Bible. He wants us to go to heaven. This is the main purpose of the Bible. And so God has placed inside the Bible those things that will get us there. Peter tells us that God's divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us to His own glory and excellence, by which He has granted to us His precious and very great promises, so that through them you may become partakers of the divine nature. 2 Peter 1, 3 and 4. Notice from this passage some things. First of all, that God's power has granted us everything we need for life and godliness. He has given us everything we need to know so that we can become partakers of the divine nature. Secondly, we notice from this passage, this information comes to us through knowledge. The knowledge of the one who called us to His own glory and excellence. Of course, Jesus Christ is the one who has called us by the gospel. Jesus called us to share in His own glory and excellence. Thirdly, we learn from this passage that God has granted us His own precious and very great promises. These promises are precious in that they are very dear to our hearts. They warm us. They give us hope in the face of our earthly trials. Furthermore, God's promises are very great. Indeed, they are, friends. Where else can you receive a promise of eternal life with God? It is indeed a great promise. These wonderful things which God has granted to Christians come through the knowledge that He has given the world. And this valuable information God has given to the world in the pages of the Bible, God's Word. But it is true that God has not told us everything. Do you remember what Jesus said one time when asked about the end of the world? His disciples asked about when the kingdom would be restored to Israel. And Jesus answered and said, "It is not for you to know times or seasons that the Father is fixed by His own authority." Acts 1 and 7. On an earlier occasion, Jesus said to His disciples, "But concerning that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but the Father only." Matthew 24:36. It is clear, then, that God has been silent about some matters. Even the Son is not privy to all there is to know. What should we make, then, of God's silence? Well, God's silence should not be interpreted as meaning that He's not spoken at all. Some people think that because God has not spoken on some things, then we should not pay much attention to what He has said. Well, God revealed Himself to the Jewish people in the Old Testament. He's also spoken to the world in His Son, Jesus, and in the New Testament of Jesus Christ. God's book is not empty. Jesus promised that in His Word, people would truly be His disciples. By learning about and knowing Jesus, people of the world can know the truth, and the truth shall set them free. Jesus further said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever, but the Son remains forever. So, if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." John 8:32-36. Friends, freedom from sin is hinged upon knowing the truth. God has given the world all the information it needs to be saved from sin. God has said all he intended to say, and then he hushed. That's right. This can be illustrated by what God said and did during the days of Moses. After God had written the Ten Commandments on tables of stone and had given them to Moses, Moses read the commandments to the children of Israel. 40 years later, Moses read them again to a new generation of younger people who would take their families into the promised land of Canaan. Moses said to that younger generation, "These words the Lord spake unto all your assembly in the mount, out of the midst of the fire, out of the cloud, out of the thick darkness, with a great voice." And he added no more. And he wrote them in two tables of stone, and delivered them to me, Deuteronomy 5:22. Notice here that Moses said, "And he added no more." Well, when God was finished, he was finished. Now, if we decide that God has not said enough, then we become presumptuous when we take it upon ourselves to speak for God. That's right. The meaning of the word presumptuous is to speak without permission, without authority. If I condemn what God has not condemned, then I am presumptuous. If I bind upon you that which God has not bound, then I have become presumptuous. I am acting without permission, and you would be correct if you refused to follow me or even to hear me. It is sinful to command when God has not commanded. It is also sinful to prohibit what God has not prohibited. And that is why it is written, friends, "You shall not add to the word that I command you, nor take from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God that I command you." Deuteronomy 4, verse 2. You see, if the Lord's commandment is added to, then it has become something other than the word of the Lord. If you take away from it, then it cannot be the word of the Lord. Moses also recorded God as saying, "Everything that I command you, you shall be careful to do. You shall not add to it or take from it." Deuteronomy 12:32. Moses himself found out about adding to God's command. This happened 40 years before he wrote down God's word in Deuteronomy. But God had commanded Moses to speak to a rock, out of which was to flow a river of water. Moses was angry at the people. He took it out on the rock. He struck the rock with his staff rather than speaking to it. And then he took credit for it when the water gushed out of the rock. Well, because of this presumption, Moses was not permitted to enter the promised land. Friends, doesn't that illustrate just how important this is? The silence of God, and just how important it is to take God at his word and do it. Then again, in the middle of the Bible, a wise man warned people again. He said, "Do not add to his words, lest he rebuke you and you be found a liar." Proverbs 30, verse 6. And then in the final breath of the Bible, the final words of the Bible, "I warn everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book," wrote the Apostle John. "If anyone adds to them, God will add to him the plague described in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God will take away his share in the tree of life and in the holy city, which are described in this book." Revelation 22:18-19. Some people have preferred to listen to what God did not say and what they think he should have said. By doing this, they have failed to understand what God did say. God has told us once for all, friends, what he wants. He has told us in sufficient measure to accomplish his purposes in the world. There are no gaps in what God has revealed. God does not need an editor. To dwell on what God has not said since he has finished speaking is to miss the point of his speaking in the first place. That's right. If I teach a doctrine or establish a practice in religion on the basis of what God has not said, thinking his silence is permission, then I will be speaking and acting after God has silenced himself. It is to go beyond God's intentions. It says to God that his words were not sufficient and they needed improvement. Take the priesthood that we see in many Christian groups as an example. Many Christian churches make a distinction between clergy and laity. They elevate some of their members to the level of priests, and they may even call them priests. God has not given any such practice or teaching that authorizes this behavior. That's right. I will read to you the inspired instructions of the Apostle Peter concerning priesthood and Christians. This reading is found in 1 Peter chapter 2. As you come to him, Peter wrote, a living stone rejected by men, but in the sight of God and precious, as you come to him, you yourselves, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 2, 4 and 5. Well, according to the apostle of Jesus Christ, all people who come to Jesus and become Christians are priests. That's right. There is no scriptural authority for a special class of people called priests. In the Church of Christ, there is no special class of individuals or a special wardrobe for these individuals. If God had wanted a special priesthood, like in the days of the Old Testament, then he would have given instructions about it just as he did in the Old Testament. The Church of Jesus Christ should follow the New Testament of our Lord Jesus Christ. Where does the Lord give command or example of a special class of people called priests? Instead, the Lord made clear that everyone that comes to him is a priest. Every Christian has the authority to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through their high priest, Jesus Christ. True Christians do not approach God in worship through a special class of priest, and every such practice is presumptuous. It is sinful. These priests have developed their own rituals that do not have any basis in what God has taught in the Scripture. But yet, we see in the world whole groups of people deceived into thinking that these special rituals and this special class of people called priests is exactly what God wants in His church. People are deceived because they do not know the truth. They have not listened to what God has said. They've listened to what church leaders have said when those men did not think God had said enough. God's silence does not give you permission to add to what God has said or to subtract from what God has said. Neither does God's silence give you permission to rearrange what God has taught so that it fits your preferences. This is why it is said among churches of Christ, let us speak where the Bible speaks and remain silent where the Bible is silent.